It's Wednesday, and let's TLC talk, shall we? We have a ton to get to. I feel like, no, it's very interesting to me, but I feel like TLC kind of releases their best shows all summer long, which maybe they're just my best, maybe they're my favorite shows, but I would think that they would save it for the fall programming. Anyway, what I'm referring to is I Love a Mama's Boy is back, premiered, of course, on Sunday night, season three. Season three was rushed because the ratings were so good. You heard that here first on the Sarah Fraser Show. If you're new to finding my podcast, every single Wednesday, I recap the biggest TLC shows, mostly like my thoughts as a fan, as a viewer. And, you know, I'm never in the business of digging stuff up on people. I love to have TLC talent on my show. I'm going to have some other talent coming up. I like them to tell their own stories because at the end of the day, they're people. They're, I guess, brave enough is the brave or crazy enough to share their stories on these reality shows. And I think if you think about your own life, yeah, we all feel like we have a reality show, but a lot of the times it's pretty boring. So we're seeing the highlighted versions of what's going on in their lives. But I love these shows. I try to do recaps. And when the talent themselves or when I have a credible piece of information about one of the shows or a cast member, I always try to give it to you first. So welcome to Wednesday's Let's TLC Talk. Okay, brand new I Love a Mama's Boy season three. The season was rushed, as I was telling you, because the ratings were so high. Now, we do have two new couples, and I'm really curious, because I actually liked some of the couples from last season on I Love a Mama's Boy. Why are they not back? I'm thinking that could be a couple of reasons. I don't have any inside scoop on this, but you know, a lot of times with these shows, especially the first couple of seasons, you don't make a lot of money as a talent. So sometimes if the money isn't right for people, they're not interested. And then sometimes their storylines are just not super significant, right? So the people that come to mind are Liz. Liz was the mom. Liz and Mike. Mike was the son. Do you guys remember this? He was moving across the country. And Stephanie, his girlfriend was Stephanie. Liz was the mom. Now, he was interesting because he actually worked for a big NBA star. So I'm wondering if that was a conflict. But Liz, Stephanie, and Mike are not back on I Love a Mama's Boy. There was also a couple from Maryland that never really caught on. They're not back. And instead, we have two new couples that I have to say seem pretty epic. So, of course, Matt and his mom, Kelly, are back, and he has a new girlfriend, Brittany, that are going to be featured throughout the season. Matt, you know, was with Kim for a long time. Kim did an interview on the Sarah Fraser Show. If you want to hear it, just search Kim from I Love a Mama's Boy, Sarah Fraser. It will pop right up. And Kim basically had said on the show, you know, that she and Matt, I think you guys see, we all saw the explosive scene in season two. They just never were compatible. Kelly, like, overshadowed their house. They were building a house together. They were engaged briefly. There was a lot of things going on. A lot of people on blogs and other places have speculated he was, you know, controlling. People felt like he was emotionally abusive in that final scene. And she took a job in Austin. Essentially, you know, what it appeared like was to get away from him, but also to advance her career. So they're no longer together, and we're going to see a new Brittany. Now, we see Matt in the show with Kelly. The house is finished on this first season, or this season three, episode one. We're introduced to Brittany. He wants to try to find true love. And Kelly seems to be more over the top than anything because now Matt is essentially like, I'm never going to be with a woman again that doesn't understand my relationship with Matt. And we know that Matt and that Kelly are like having sleepy time tea together. They live 20 feet from each other. It's so much. But they're back in full force, and so are Emily, Shakib, and Layla, who are my favorites. Emily was a huge fan favorite until last season. People felt like she was so ungrateful for the promise ring. I was with her 100%. If you're over the age of fucking 21, no one should be giving you a promise ring. It's so stupid. It's just a ring. They're giving you a ring. I don't care. You can wear it on any damn finger you want. You can wear it on your penis, whatever you want to do. But it's just a fucking ring, all right? And Shakib is too damn old to be giving her a $700. And I think Layla convinced him to knock it down to $500. So lame. So this season, they're back together. Now, again, Shakib has been on my podcast. And Shakib essentially, this was months ago. I'm talking probably November of 2021. Had indicated that he and Emily were back together, if you read between the lines on that interview. So we know, of course, fast forward, that they are still together. I love Shakib. Shakib is doing amazing outside of I Love a Mama's Boy because he's acting and he's coming up in a Tyler Perry show that he's going to be in. I hope his hair is for the Tyler Perry show because, I mean, he looks like some friar, you know, and like he has this bowl cut. I'm like, what's up with the hair, Shakib? Shakib's a nice looking guy, but the hair is a hot mess, you know? Emily's back, I'm going to be honest. And I think she's been honest about this on her social media. She looks like she's had a little bit of, you know, filler, Botox. She's had a little stuff done to her face. No shame, girl. I do it too. And Layla is, again, trying to hook Shakib up with a nice girl that she, a friend of the family, that she is trying to get Shakib to date. Meanwhile, Shakib and Emily... and Emily's two dogs have moved in together. Okay. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I think Emily and Shakib are like in it. I think they are going to actually get officially engaged. Matt and Brittany, I am hearing from insiders. I don't think this is it for Matt. I think Matt Brittany is on this season. And then I don't know that we'll see her again. But we will find out. However, some of the couples that I'm most interested in that are brand new to the show are, I think, going to be legendary. Christy Roberto and his mama, Nancy. Nancy is over the fucking top. And again, we have Roberto, who is also an MMA fighter. We seem to be getting cast a ton of MMA fighters on the show on all these TLC franchises. And then on top of the MMA fighters, we also get people that are singers, performers, actors, rappers, yada, yada. Nancy is over the top. Nancy still cuts Roberto's pancakes for him. I mean, this man's in his 30s. He's got two kids. Her own grandchildren. She wants him to have a DNA test on one of the kids because one of Roberto's children doesn't look like him. What? Oh my God. It's crazy. Abby, Trey, and his mom, Lorinda, might be the most epic of all. They live down in Mississippi. Again, they live side by side. Abby and Trey have never gotten married, but they do have a child together. Lorinda is over the top. Now, Lorinda grew up, you know, single mom and just raised Trey herself, you know, so they're very, very close, of course. But Lorinda is not a fan of Abby, even though Abby has known Trey since high school. And I have to say, I don't know, I'm worried about this. I'm worried, you know, because social media or reality shows don't help relationships. I mean, I'll talk about Welcome to Platteville next. I mean, we know Kim and Barry Platt are fully separated from the reality show, of course. Like, Kim would never be separated from Barry if it wasn't for television. Kim sees her options, you know? Some other guys are sliding in her DMs. She realizes, like, she could be getting somebody even hotter, potentially, and wealthier than Barry. I don't know that Barry's that rich, but anyway. So I'm loving the new, you know, it always, like, when I hear some people aren't coming back, I get disappointed until I see the new couples, and then I'm like, oh my God, they're so good. They're so good. So Christy Roberto and his mama, Nancy, I feel like will be great. Nancy's always trying to sabotage his MMA diet. And Nancy's a pistol. I mean, Nancy is, oh my God, can you imagine questioning? I mean, her grandkids are like 7 and 5. Can you imagine still questioning the DNA of your grandchildren? It's like, it's a little much. So the show is back. I'd say my prediction is I still think there's going to be some explosive stuff with Matt Kelly and, of course, his new girlfriend, Brittany. But everything is yet to be, you know, we'll see how things go. All right. Welcome to Platteville. So welcome to Platteville. Also, I can't even believe we're up to episode 6. Last night was episode 6. Now, I don't have a ton to say about the Welcome to Platteville episode last night because I thought it was kind of predictable. Ethan and Olivia are still fighting. They're fighting about the car. P.S. I'm trying to figure out, Olivia is in Paris as we speak, and I think Ethan is with her. I believe that he is traveling with her. But if any of my web sleuths know for sure, let me know. As far as my sources say, I think Ethan and Olivia are still together. I think they're working through their relationship, and I really think they're committed. I think they're really in love, which we've seen that now. We're on season four. The big thing, though, that went down last night is we basically see in real time where Max released a YouTube video. So if you're not up to speed, Mariah was dating a guy, Max Kalschmidt. We saw him in season two, in season three. They were hot and heavy, very much in love. And Max had become very good friends with Ethan, with Micah, Olivia, the whole crew. Okay, so last night, this was months ago, Max had released on his YouTube channel a video explaining that he had cheated on Mariah, which is why their relationship ended. So people are now, and then Max came on my podcast and explained further, where he said he essentially made out with, I think he just used the term made out with, hooked up with a woman at a party. All right. People have come out of the woodwork. A lot of people don't like my interview because I basically said to him, I said, you know, don't beat yourself up too much. You cheated on her. You guys broke up, obviously. You were very transparent. He went to Kim and Barry. He told them. This is his side of the story, okay? And like last night, I didn't see any part about him talking to Kim and Barry on camera about it. The producers just do this testimonial, right? But I basically, look, you know, he already made the mistake. I'm sorry. I wasn't going to beat the guy up on the fucking interview. And by the way, these guys are like 22 years old. People are like, you condone cheating. You are pro cheating. I'm never pro cheating. Okay. But cheating fucking happens in relationships. If you guys like are over the age of 25, you guys have all known somebody or yourselves cheated or been cheated on. Hello. Monogamy is something you have to work at. All right. I've been cheated on. I've cheated on people. I'm not proud of it, but it happens because there's some sort of disconnect happening in a relationship. And a lot of times, if you go to a good relationships therapist, they'll tell you that cheating is often the catalyst to making a relationship work because there's something fundamentally going on wrong with both people. Now, I preface that because you guys are going to be like, that's not true, to say there's various degrees of cheating. There's hooking up a one-night stand. There's carrying on a long emotional affair. There's carrying on a long physical affair. Some of those things you can't recover from. And people are saying, Max lied to you, Sarah. Max lied to you on your podcast. Maybe he did. I had people that slid in my DMs that said he had sex with the girl. You know, here's the bottom line. Do I think he could have done more than just make out with the girl? Yeah, I do. He was great. He was very gracious on the interview. I thought that he did open up as much as he can for a young guy who's been thrust into the spotlight. He knows, I mean, you know, he's getting a ton of shit. The video, the original video he posted, as far as I can tell, has been deleted. If you want to hear about the video, you can listen to episode 741 of The Sarah Fraser Show. He talks all about it. Here's the bottom line, though. People say, well, what really happened? I'm so confused. I think last night, the moment for me where I knew exactly what happened was this was a genius question by the producers of Welcome to Plathville. When Max was in that confessional, they said, Max, are you still in love with Mariah? And he took a pause and he said, what happened? What went down between us? I will always have love. Boom. That answered it right there. Max isn't in love with her. Okay. Which is oftentimes what happens. You've fallen out of love. Something's going on. You're not compatible. There are issues with cheating. And these two were not married, by the way. And the promise ring doesn't fucking count. Okay. And fine. You can come at me all the time. I know people are on Reddit discussing my Sarah Fraser interviews, fine. Say whatever you want to say. But the bottom line is, this man basically confessed he wasn't in love with her. I have so much, look, we've all been young love. Like, I feel so bad for Mariah. She is brokenhearted and she has to go through this in the public eye. I don't know what that feels like. I hope to never find out. It's very traumatizing when people weigh in and have all kinds of thoughts. I have tons and tons of empathy. I have more empathy for Mariah because she didn't see it coming. She was in love with Max. She thought they were building a future together. She thought that he was moving to Tampa. I have so much empathy, okay? I just, right there last night, that for me, he is not in love with her. And I know she doesn't see it as a blessing. Like, God's rejection is your protection. I know she doesn't see it as a blessing yet. Maybe she does, because that, you know, they filmed last summer, last fall. But actually, no, it would have been, they were currently filming even this spring, because Max Kallschmidt put that video out probably in November, December, anyway, of 2021. So I have so much more empathy for Mariah. Don't get that twisted. All right. But that was the moment last night. I'm like, oh, okay. Whether he is, whatever his truth was, I don't know if he made out with a chick, if he didn't. The reality is he is no longer in love with Mariah. So there you go. That was what you needed to know. 90 Day Fiancé. Oh, I'm going to talk about 90 Day Fiancé, but let's thank a couple of sponsors. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take, because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you, so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Dame Products. Guys, have you ever heard of Dame Products? They're known for their amazing sex toys. Dame Products, you need to order right now, because you're going to get 15% off when you go to checkout and you use the code TSFS. Ava is their first ever and most iconic product, the first hand-free couples vibrator designed to enhance partner play without getting in the way. Their Fin is a finger vibrator designed to be an extension of your hand during both partner and solo play. A soft and flexible vibrator is called the Palm, that bends to the curves of the body. Look, I got them all, and I'm telling you, I'm having a good time using them. So Schman and I like them. Go to dameproducts.com. Use code TSFS for 15% off. Dame Products are designed for hands-free toys like Ava, specifically for couples. It nestles close to the body and stays put with just a finger, so you and your partner can focus on intimacy. Also, ZocDoc. Guys, ZocDoc has been a longtime sponsor of the the Sarah Fraser show, get yourself some ZocDoc. Now, what is ZocDoc? ZocDoc essentially is like real reviews. So before you book any brunch or you pour over lists and lists of reviews, so why not do the same when you're booking like a doctor's appointment? Okay, now I'm talking about when you go to brunch, right? We all Google the restaurant. We want to know like, you know, what's the Google review? Well, with ZocDoc, you can see real verified patient reviews to help find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. After all, finding the right doctor is just as, if not more important than finding the right plate of Eggs Benedict. That's the truth. Out here in LA, I found KJ's amazing pediatrician by using ZocDoc.com/TSFS. You can download the free app or use the browser. So ZocDoc.com/TSFS. I love me some ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Go to ZocDoc.com/TSFS and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. And I will tell you, like, we had to wait a couple of weeks to get in with KJ's pediatrician. So if there's a doctor, if there's a dentist, a therapist that you're looking for, do it now, because post-pandemic, so many people are trying to make doctor's appointments. So yes, some are available for within 24 hours, and then other times you may have to look. That's ZocDoc.com/TSFS. ZocDoc.com/TSFS. On top of that, BetterHelp. Oh, again, all of our, we're taking care of our entire body here today. BetterHelp is therapy that you can decide when you want it, how much you want it. I love BetterHelp because you can't beat it. If you don't feel like going on camera with your therapist, you don't have to, and it's more affordable than a lot of in-person therapy options. We associate burnout with work, but that's not the only thing that can cause burnout. Any of our roles in life can lead us to feel burnt out, and BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out what's causing stress in your life. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Sarah Fraser Show listener, that was, you really didn't need the accent. That's not my strong suit, but sometimes I throw it in. Sarah Fraser Show listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/TSFS. That's better. HELP.com/TSFS. 90 Day Fiancé, two huge things. First of all, I call 90 Day Fiancé season 9, episode 10 that just happened on Sunday night. I call it the ladies episode. It's called In the Ring because we see Ari and Binny. Binny goes and does his first MMA fight. They're all MMA fighters. Okay. But I thought this was a turning point for 90 Day Fiancé because it was the first episode where I agreed with almost all the women except for Emily, right? We all love to hate on Emily. Emily driving out to the Rock Formation, the famous rock park out there in South Dakota. And seriously, oh my God, Kobe being like, what the fuck? Like, why are we driving 2 hours to see rocks? Is like, isn't that every man? Ladies, like, when you want to go, I'll take my husband anywhere. I'm like, honey, I want to go to this like high tea that's 2 hours away out in Palm Springs. He's like, why the fuck are we driving 2 hours for tea that you can get next door? Men just don't get it, do they? They don't get the beauty of a rock park. Anyway, I thought it was the girls' night because I agreed with almost every single woman out there, okay, on the show. Let's start with Ari and Binny. Ari freaking out about Binny's fight. I agree with her. Who wants to be married to someone that's in the MMA getting their head punched all the time and like a case of CTE every week? Okay. I was with her. I thought she had a valid point. And what is she going to do if he doesn't succeed as an MMA fighter and he has like mental health damage or like physical damage? Great point, Ari. I'm team Ari. Now, of course, Angie was there from 90 Day Fiancés. We all love her. She was cheering him on. I didn't realize that they were all friends, but anyway, she was there. On top of that, I agreed wholeheartedly. Oh, did Shida not get Bilal? Oh my God. I was team Shida this episode. Bilal drops on her. He wants a prenup. All right, fair enough. Fair enough. You're marrying somebody from another country. We know that, you know, you could be, maybe you're using him for a green card. He's been married before. Also, just a quick side note, you know, there was a video on TikTok like circulating that Bilal did not own, doesn't own the house that he lives in, that you see the really nice house. It's totally false. You guys, I'm getting so frustrated with the internet. Like, the internet is so funny and also filled with so much misinformation. You can literally go online and say anything you want, anything. People on TikTok presenting themselves as rich, as insiders, as having gossip on celebrities are lying to you, okay? It's some random guy who lives in Kansas City. He completely looked up the wrong thing. Bilal owns his house as well as other properties. So Shina, I was Team Shina. After Bilal said to her, hey, I want to sign a prenup, she goes, okay, I want in the prenup that you're definitely going to have a child because Shina wants a kid. I thought, yes, girl, you know what? Two to tango. Yeah, I agree with her. If he isn't going to put his money where his mouth is or his signature where he's at, then you know what, girl? You shouldn't sign that prenup. Good for you. Boom. Team Shida. Team Ari. Kara. Okay. I love Kara. Kara's gorgeous. You guys know I lived in Northern Virginia for a long time. Charlottesville isn't far. She's so cute. You know, I think it's great. I think they're a little young, a little naive. We know, by the way, they're married in real life. I think Kara, everybody has spoken their piece about Kara, you know, that she has never done something this risky. And Kara essentially says, I bet on myself. Most of the time it works out. I'm willing to take this bet. I think people need to back off. If you don't support them, don't show up to their wedding then, you know? Team Kara, okay? Emily? You know what? Everyone's like, Emily's sister has the most sense because Emily bought herself her own ring. I'm team women again. You know what? And Emily's parents, I'm sorry, at this point, unless we see, I don't know how Emily paid for that ring. I don't know how Emily's paying for anything. I don't think she is. I think the parents are buying it. So to me, I'm tired of hearing the parents criticize her, like team Emily. Emily and Kobe want to be together. And, you know, Emily's doing her thing. Yvette and Muhammad, we don't really see them much. And then, oh my God, I'm missing someone. Who am I missing? Oh my God, because there was somebody else. I was totally team them. I was like, okay. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. They did something else. And I was completely like, oh, Miniona and Jabri. Okay. Miniona and Jabri. I like them a lot, but we already know. I feel like they're just drama for the cameras. It was Thais and Patrick. Okay, Patrick pulled a douche move. He said, oh, I'm going to take you to go furniture shopping. They got there and then he bitched about all the prices and how she's doing nothing to carry her weight. Patrick, y'all need therapy, okay? You come from a background of scarcity. We've all been there. I grew up poor too. Totally get it. But you cannot bring this woman to a high-end furniture store and then just rub it in her face that she goes and picks out things that are $1,000 when everything there is $1,000. Yeah, I was team Thais. I thought Thais was very patient when he was basically like, you don't work. You get your eyebrows done. I pay for this. I pay for that. Okay. Hello. And she has a right to know how much he makes if they're going to get married before he gets married. I'm sorry. I think women should always keep a separate bank account. Men can too. But you also have joint accounts. That's what I do. I mean, do what works for you, okay? But I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway, it was a good episode. I thought the women turned it around. Because I think we've all felt like, oh, everyone's annoying this season. I thought it was a turning point where I was like, oh, the women are back. The other big scoop, though, is in New York, and shout out to Frauded Media. They got the picture from some fans of theirs that sent in the picture. Kobe and Emily do have another child, and it's a little girl. They were filmed in New York City. Oh, where are they getting this? I mean, Emily's parents have to have buku money, or Emily has to have taken a job or something since the show, because it's like, where are they getting this cash? So they're in New York. I don't know if they were in New York filming something for TLC, but they do get out of the car with a baby that looks maybe like, God, it's hard to say. Much younger than their son. So 10 months old, maybe. A lot of people are saying that they actually did have another daughter. They're together. And I told you this. This is like going around on Reddit and the blogs. But Emily and Kobe do still live with her parents in South Dakota. You know that because if you follow Kobe on his Instagram, there are two kind of rainbow pictures in Emily's parents' basement, and he does his lives in front of those recently, like as of a week ago. So you completely know that they're still together. Loved it. I thought that was the best episode so far. Episode 10. Lastly, a casting director named Brooklyn has come out and talking about 90 Day Fiancé. She says about the show that they are starting to, they're because of some recent controversy with people with racist tweets, they're doing a deeper dive into backgrounds of people. I don't know. She doesn't really go into what the details are about that, so I can't elaborate. But it was a Variety article. Very, very interesting. They're going strong with 90 Day Fiancé. They have no plans to cancel the show, thank God. On top of that, they're looking to cast a trans couple, a non-binary couple, a teenage couple. Now, that's interesting to me. I guess. I mean, 17 years old or something that fallen in love on the internet. I don't know. Blind couple, deaf couple. So anyway, they just talk about the franchise of the show, and the casting director talks about the moment that she like met Big Ed, like how they just knew. It's a great article. You can Google Variety 90 Day. But I loved it. I loved reading all about it. Guys, every Wednesday, and stay tuned because I'm going to have some other big TLC names as guests coming up on The Sarah Fraser Show. In the meantime, follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. I give updates constantly with insight that I have on your favorite 90 Day shows, interviews, and breaking news about your favorite franchises. And then also just a reminder, I want you to have a Sarah Fraser Show limited edition t-shirt. If you purchase from one of my sponsors, just screenshot it and DM me at The Sarah Fraser Show on Instagram. If you have any scoop, it's very easy to remember this, any scoop on any of your TLC franchises, like Frauded Media, they had a listener send in that picture of Emily and Kobe. If you're out and about and you see any of our favorite TLC stars filming or you have scoop, The Sarah Fraser Show at gmail.com. All right, bye everybody! Hey!